This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 5th annual KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival begins its season May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The U of A Music Department faculty and guest artists will perform string quartets by Jean Estera, Barber, and Dvorak. This concert is free but requires online registration due to limited seating. Registration and more information are available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Jacqueline Froelich spends a day on a controversial hog farm near Mount Judy. She toured the facility yesterday. Plus, memories of an Arkansas that has almost vanished. Meredith Martin-Motes lets us listen in on a conversation about life in the Ouachitas nearly 80 years ago.
First, Arkansas Auditor of State Charlie Daniels says he won't run for re-election in 2014. Daniels is 73 and has served as a state constitutional officer for nearly 30 years. He was first elected land commissioner in 1984, secretary of state in 2002, and has served as auditor since 2010. He could run for one more four-year term, but says he wants to spend more time with family.
I've decided I'm 73 years old. I'd like to spend time with my kids and my grandkids and travel some. My daughter lives in Colorado, and I think that I've, served the state of Arkansas well in these constitutional offices as well as two governors in the cabinet.
Daniels has served in public office for nearly 40 years. He's from El Dorado.
Last month's rain showers caused several hundred thousand dollars worth of damage to county roads in parts of Benton County. Robert McGowan, the director of Benton County Emergency Management, says the agency, along with the County Road Department and Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, has completed an assessment of the damage done during the April showers.
The unincorporated areas of Benton County, we found 126 sites that were in need of repair, and based on the preliminary assessments, we believe that will cost over $700,000 to make all those repairs.
He says the damage was widespread throughout the unincorporated parts of the county, and as a result, the necessary repairs will be varied in nature.
We have low water slabs that have to be replaced. I believe there's about 10 low water slabs that have to be taken out and replaced. We have CMPs, which is corrugated metal pipes, which help the water flow under the road. There was such a high velocity of water flow, they washed those out. Some of them were damaged, they have to be replaced. In other areas, the road was just basically washed away, and they're having to haul in dirt to build it back to what the pre-disaster condition is.
McGowan says the county has 9 months to complete the work. After that, county officials will have 3 months to submit paperwork to the state for a 35% reimbursement of the actual cost of the repairs.
Tonight, the Fayetteville City Council will consider a grant application for an e-waste voucher program. Brian Pugh, the city's waste reduction coordinator, says if the city, Boston Mountain Solid Waste District, and Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality all approve the grant, it will be the second year for the program in Fayetteville.
Last year, we got a grant for e-waste in which we were able to print up coupons, and it's a redemption program. So we have these coupons we can give to Fayetteville residents. They can take the coupons when they have a old TV or an old computer or other type of electronic equipment, and they can take it down to the Washington County Household Hazardous Waste Facility.
Pugh says the county invoices the city for all coupons redeemed at the facility, and then the state grant would reimburse the county for the usual $5 disposal fee.
Early voting begins today in Sebastian County for renewal of the county's 1% sales tax. Votes may be cast at either courthouse in Fort Smith or Greenwood starting at 7:30 in the morning each early voting day. Early voting will continue throughout the week, and while the offices will not be open Saturday, early voting will also be available Monday, with the special election taking place 1 week from today.
The U.S. Senate yesterday passed the Marketplace Fairness Act, a bill that, if enacted by the House, would require all online retailers to collect local and state sales taxes on purchases shipped anywhere in the country. Following the Senate vote, Arkansas's 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack of Rogers, who has long been a proponent of the bill, issued a statement saying that the, quote, bipartisan Senate vote to pass the Marketplace Fairness Act has given even more momentum to close this tax loophole once and for all, end quote. The bill now moves to the House for debate.
Six Arkansas companies have made the most recent Fortune 500 list. Topping the list, Bentonville-based Walmart, with reported revenues of just more than $469 billion. Other Arkansas businesses included on the list, Tyson Foods of Springdale at 93 on the list with $33 billion in revenue. El Dorado-based Murphy Oil, listed as number 104 with nearly $29 billion in revenue. Little Rock-based Dillard's reported $6.8 billion in revenue, putting it at 378 on the list. And Lowell-based J.B. Hunt Transport ranked 486th with just more than $5 billion in revenue. Also making the list was Little Rock-based telecom company Windstream, ranking 414th with $6.2 billion in revenue. Previously ranked 544th, this is the first time Windstream has been ranked in the Fortune's top 500.
The state's largest non-government food aid charity has a new CEO. Rhonda Sanders has been named head of the Arkansas Food Bank. She previously served as executive director of the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance and says she's pleased to take her new position.
Really fell in love with the food banking industry, the mixture of charitable organizations, helping people get their lives on track and to get the food that they need while also operating in a business environment. Liked the hands-on, like all the things that the food banks were doing to help families, and thought it would be a great fit for me when this opportunity came open.
Sanders says the Arkansas Food Bank's goal is to distribute 18 million pounds of food this year. She replaces Phyllis Haynes, who is retiring.
Last night, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals continued play at Arvest Ballpark against the Arkansas Travelers. Nats won 6-1, making it the second win of the series for the Naturals. They're now 11-18 this year. In other baseball news, Saturday's Razorback baseball game against Tennessee will be televised on Cox Sports Television and Cox Sports HD. Saturday's game will join Sunday's game in being televised after a pair of earlier Razorback telecasts were canceled because of weather. The three-game series will begin with an untelevised game Friday night at Baum Stadium. The weekend series will be the last string of home games for the Hogs during the regular season.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions with lows from 52 in northwest Arkansas to 56 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs from 78 in northwest Arkansas to 83 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows from 57 in northwest Arkansas to 61 in the Arkansas River Valley.
You didn't say the word snow.
I did not.